5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 9 o'clock, joining us right now from the Golf Channel. Great analyst, and he has been with us before. Great to have him back, especially as busy as he is this week, to break it down what happened yesterday and what's going to happen today at Augusta National. Jerry Foltz joining the show. Jerry, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing good, Granato. Very good to hear you.
Man, it is fun to have you here. It's fun. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Orlando. Since this is, we have very little TV presence other than news at Augusta. We did have the, you know, the drive, chip, and putt and the Augusta National Women's Amateur on our air, but we were busy covering the women's major out in Palm Springs. It's moving to your neck of the woods next year while that was going on. So basically, it's our news team up there. And I used to work the internet feed, the featured groups and what have you, for years, but it just became too much after a while. It's long hours there at Augusta, and you don't get to see any of the golf except from inside a little padded cell. You guys know the routine.
Yeah, no, I've been there a bunch, and it's just so such a great place to be, though. I mean, you don't see it as well. We always went home for the weekend to watch the Saturday and Sunday, but going there is just, it's second to none. Hopefully it's a bucket list for anybody that hasn't gotten there. You got to get there if you're a golf fan. You just got to go and watch. And what we saw yesterday, Jerry, was spectacular. I'm putting it ain't Ben Hogan yet, but it's getting close. I mean, with where he was and where he is right now, it's just unbelievable, except it's Tiger Woods, so I guess I believe it.
You know, I was asked last week about, or when he wasn't sure he was going to play, and I said, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible for him to play. It's impossible for him to think he has a chance to compete if he does play. It's impossible for him to walk. He's 46 years old. He's been under the knife more times than a $2 stake. He's given up half of his career to injuries and to rehab and to swing changes and whatnot. And he can't even bend down to read a putt. I said, it's absolutely impossible. But then again, it's Tiger Woods, so it's probable.
Yeah.
It's just what he did yesterday is unthinkable in my mind.
Yeah, it was so, I mean, and everybody rooting for him. It's just so good. Yeah, looking at him try to read a putt and try to bend down. I know a lot of guys, you know, when you get older, you can't squat like you used to, like a catcher, because your knees won't allow you to do that. But he can't even get halfway down to read those putts. So that's a little bit of, but he's got Joe LaCava with him, so that's nice.
Yeah, plus, he could probably putt those greens with his eyes closed in the dark.
That is true.
And do just fine. He knows them so well. But yeah, it's a shadow of what the Tiger we once knew, until you see him hit that shot either on 14. He looked like a teenager that forgot he was injured and you know, doesn't swing quite like he used to. That was vintage Tiger up over the tree from the pine straw with club head speed that rivals anybody.
Absolutely. And the beauty on 6 that stuffed it, and then 16 to make that putt as well. And yeah, he scrambled well too. Just so, for a guy that's been out, any other player that's been out as long as he has, and Augusta is the first place you're going to come back to be able to play like, it's just, you can't put words on it.
Yeah, no, nobody else breaks 80. The over-under on Tiger was 75 and a half on the betting line. It started at 76 and a half. But he just left it in the right places. He wasn't perfect out there by any means, but Tiger never is perfect. He just gets it done. He left it in the right places when he knew he couldn't get to where he needed to be. He only hit 9 greens in regulation, and posts 1 under par, and it was almost magical. You know, you watch Cameron Smith out there making 8 birdies in a stretch of 13 holes like it's nothing, and then Tiger, one bogey, 2 bogeys on the day, and 3 birdies, I believe it was, to shoot 1 under. Just Tiger-like golf, and he's a notorious slow starter in majors. Matter of fact, when he won the first one here in 1997, he shot 40 on his first 9. He's always been a notorious slow starter, but when he doesn't play himself out of it on Thursday is when he always seems to be there on Sunday, and that's what he did yesterday. Now, Sunday's a long way off, and again, it's impossible. There's no way he can do it, but it is Tiger Woods.
Cameron Smith looks great. You mentioned him. But if he wins, what are the members, all those green jackets going to think of that hair?
I know. Maybe they'll have him tuck it behind for the champions dinner photo next year so you don't see it.
He's going to serve kangaroo. I think I can make that joke. I don't want to make a joke about what people are serving for their dinner.
I've eaten kangaroo in Australia. It's quite good, actually.
Is it a little tough? Well, he's playing his tail off. I don't know. You know, he won the Players, but I don't know that anybody's playing better than Scottie Scheffler. It comes down to those two in the fight. When you're playing like this, like those two guys are, I could certainly see on Sunday those two battling it out down the stretch.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the Players is the biggest tournament of the year from a first standpoint, from the way the Players view the tournament. It is a fifth major in the Players' minds. But it doesn't quite have, you didn't grow up watching the Players and dreaming about winning the Players the way you did Augusta National. So that's a whole different pressure on Sunday. And you talk about some really, really tricky greens. You don't have a level lie. You don't have a level shot. The wind's swirling. And you have to be so very precise. The golf course wears you down mentally more than any other course I've ever seen with great players. So we'll see on Sunday. But Scottie Scheffler is tough as nails. And Cameron Smith just seems to be completely unflappable.
A couple guys really surprising. One was Justin Thomas. Starting like that. And another, what the hell is Jordan doing at the top of his practice swing?
God, how ugly is that?
What is he doing?
I have no idea. It looks like he's... I have no idea. I can't even come up with an analogy for it because I've never seen anything that bad. I don't know what he's doing, but he's trying to get a feeling for a position he wants to be in. I wish he would stop because it really... When he does that, as a viewer, you think, well, he's got zero chance of hitting the club face here. He's struggling. You know, that mental luggage is starting to build as well. He's a great player and a great champion, and hopefully he comes back from it. But it's been a long time since he's, you know, hit the ball where he's wanted to hit it consistently. He doesn't have to play perfectly, much like Tiger, because he's so great on and around the greens. But that is really strange looking. Justin Thomas was a guy. He wasn't the betting favorite. I believe Rahm was, who shot 2 over also. But he was the one all the so-called experts were talking about, and he almost played his way out of it yesterday. If he doesn't do something remarkable today, we'll hardly see him on the weekend.
Yeah.
If we see him on the weekend.
Yeah, Justin Thomas, I think he's out there already, and he is, I think he just birdied. ESPN's got their coverage going already early on here with their SportsCenter updates. But, really, really, really surprising. Dustin Johnson seems to be, after taking a little time off, he seems to be back in some form now.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of been trending that way. Those who watched him the last few tournaments he played that worked for PGA Tour Live, which is on ESPN Plus, by the way, all those people, including Karen Stupples, my live-in, have been telling me he's going to show the old form again. He's trending that way. So it was no surprise to see that yesterday. And it's only, 18 months ago that he won the Masters. So he likes it around there. Different conditions in the fall when he won in 2020, but I wouldn't at all be surprised to see him there on Sunday. And much like Cameron Smith, I followed DJ in majors before at the British a few times, and he has the shortest memory of any human being I've ever met. He doesn't remember the last shot he hit, no matter how bad it was. So that is a huge bonus when you're playing somewhere like Augusta, where you will hit good shots that don't turn out good, and it'll happen over and over. I think he's got the perfect mentality to go ahead and do it again here. And he should have won so many more majors than he has already, so hopefully he catches up.
There's nobody that's really, I mean, even Justin Thomas at four. I mean, you can bounce back at Augusta.
Yeah, you can. You can, but you can't force it. That's the thing. You hear that from great players all the time. You can't force it around Augusta. You have to let it come to you. A lot of scoring opportunities out there, especially on the backside, depending on the hole locations. A lot of places where the ball will funnel to, but if you miss those spots, then you're in a world of hurt. You can go out there and shoot 30 on the back nine any day of the week, but you can also hit shots that are really close to where you hit those when you shot 30 and shoot 40. It's just that type of golf course.
Now, they had some good conditions because of the rain the night before yesterday, so they were able to stick some shots. The wind is picking up today. In the afternoon, it's supposed to be 18. It's supposed to be blowing in at 18 miles an hour, and Tiger tees off in the afternoon. Advantage guys who are teeing off this morning, no?
Yeah, I think the guys late early wave actually got a big advantage because Tiger played in most of the wind yesterday when it picked up the most, was finishing when it was at its strongest, and it died off later in the day. So the guys who played kind of around Tiger to an hour after Tiger, I think got the worst part of it because they're going to get the heaviest of it today. Course is going to get drier, greens are going to get nice and crispy and really, really quick, and by Sunday we're going to see the Augusta that we're used to seeing.
Yeah. Who you got that's battling it out down the stretch on Sunday?
I pick Cantlay just because he putts like nobody's business. And he's pretty imaginative around the greens. But he was my favorite going in, so I'm going to stick with him. He's two under.
I got Hovland going in.
He can't chip.
Yeah. Well, and then hit greens. How about that? Okay.
He doesn't miss many.
Hit greens. Don't worry about it. He shot even par on the first day. I got Hovland on the weekend. Hey,
can
we'll
I
see.
Ask Jerry an important question?
Yeah.
Jerry, who do you think will be better today?
Wait.
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
He's looking
or Brooks
for a bet,
Koepka?
Jerry. Jerry, he's looking
Matthew
for
Matthew Fitzpatrick or Brooks Koepka. Who do you think will be better in round two?
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. You like Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, he's a small
favorite. Yeah,
he's a small favorite. Brooks Koepka's just not playing. Enough, is he?
I don't know because he's three over.
I'm thinking of DeChambeau.
Koepka's got a little more pressure on him, Jerry, because he's he finished the way he finished.
You said don't play tight though at the Masters. Don't put too much pressure.
No, but I like him to bounce back and be around on the weekend. So I figure Koepka will play better.
Serious question for you: just looking at the odds, Tony Finau is a pretty good favorite, like -150 against Tiger Woods today. Is that because of when he tees off versus when Tiger tees off?
That might be part of it, but I think today's Tiger's biggest challenge. You know, he's played 18 holes there last week. He played 27, counting the par three with his son, Charlie. And he's played 9 holes in preparation this week. It's a tough course to walk. Not only is it mentally grueling, it's very physically grueling. And he hasn't played 2 days in a row. So today is going to be his biggest test. Plus, the adrenaline that he had yesterday to get him through the round, you know, that might not be as high today as it was yesterday. Today is going to be his biggest test. I don't have a pick on that one, but I take Fitzpatrick over Brooks. Brooks is a great player, 4 majors, but he bludgeons the course into submission. And at Augusta, you have to be a lot more creative the way you play the course and the way you attack it. And that's Matthew Fitzpatrick is quite a shot maker.
Yeah, he played well yesterday, too. By the way, they tee off 20 minutes apart, so that's not about that.
Oh, so it shouldn't be about that. That's an interesting number then. I'm curious what you think about, I'm going to throw a name at you, a guy who always pops up and is a factor on Sundays, and that's Louis Oosthuizen. How do you see him moving forward in the Masters this year? Do you think he is going to be a factor on Sunday this year?
No, I don't. I think he might be hurt. He was wincing yesterday, his lower back. He might be a little hurt. He didn't play that well. His record in majors is just ridiculous without the ones he hasn't won. When he's healthy, when he's playing well, when he's on form, he's as good as anybody out there. But I just don't see that out of him right now.
That's Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel, right here, ESPN. 97.5 and 92.5. Jerry, it was great talking some golf with you. This is the best week of the year, and we appreciate your time, spending some time with us here to talk about Augusta National.
Always a pleasure with you, my man. You know that. Take
right.
care.
Jerry, thank you. Jerry Foltz right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right. When we come back to the Astros and maybe some Texans talk. If you guys want to talk about this Brandon Cook signing, you're more than welcome to get in. But Astros, what do you think last night? And what do you think of Jeremy Pena? Obviously not great, but what do you think? Give us a call, 713-780-3. Did you see any signs that you liked in Jeremy Pena? Next, right here, ESPN 97.5.
That's a short phone call.
And 92.5. Right now, though, you know what's really great is a patio.
Well, Texas Custom Patios, it's going to be good watching golf on Saturday and especially Sunday out on the patio, because I'm going to have I've already got a cocktail figured out. I saw the, what's it called? I think it's called the Augusta, as a matter of fact. And I saw that one, and it's a delicious cocktail that I'll be drinking on my patio from Texas Custom Patio. Here in about, I think, a week and a half, they're going to start the process of getting everything lined up for the kitchen that I have put in. I think that may include getting the actual construction done. It's going to take too long. It's going to take about two and a half weeks, but that's because I already have a patio built. And I wish I would have had Texas Custom Patio actually build a kitchen in at the time. Could have had it financed and ready to go. And that's one of the things they do. They allow you to live out your entire vision, create that oasis, because the thing is, the enjoyment that you're going to get out of it is going to be substantial, right? You live once, you want to live your best life, all the little sayings that are out there, but it really does truly give you a chance to enjoy a space at your home that is great for entertaining, it's great for being alone, it's great for an entire family, for cooking, for recreation, anything that you're looking for, TexasCustomPatios.com. Let Stephen Schell and his crew do an amazing job of turning your backyard into an actual oasis and get everything that you ever thought of, everything that you've ever wanted. Look at what they did for MySpace at tcplance.com, and you'll see they can do the same thing for you. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us, no matter how big or small your business is. Earn back when you spend, get exclusive offers, and paint rewards. It all adds up to help level up your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards and Partnership Program today. Minimum purchase required. Earnings and paint rewards awarded as Lowe's e-gift cards. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Valid through 12/31/22. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. U.S. only.
Man, this is a nice truck.
Yeah, check this out.
What?
I changed it to remind me of my time at sea.
Weren't you in the Air Force?
Yeah, but I really love the ocean.
You could save and get $200 with Navy Federal Credit Union when you refinance your auto loans from another lender, leaving you with extra to spend on other things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Refinance loans must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Rhythm Energy. Message and data rates may apply. Text stop to cancel. Terms apply. Available at rhythm.com/terms. Copyright Rhythm 2022 PUCT number 10279.
Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Ever notice the more someone mentions something, the harder it becomes to ignore? Well, when's the last time you thought about your electricity company? Your rate, for example. Have you checked it lately? Are you paying more than you should? Did you actually renew your contract, or did they just put you on a variable rate plan so they can charge you more? Now that you're thinking about your electricity company and what you're paying, you should think about Rhythm Energy. We offer fixed rate plans, we never hide fees, and we always give new and renewing customers access to the same great rates. Our customers could save thousands over the long term on their energy plans. And right now, get $50 in electricity bill credits with Rhythm Energy when you text SAVE to 64,000. Get $50 in electricity bill credits when you text SAVE to 64,000. That's SAVE to 64,000.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 919 on ESPN 97.5. Let's get a John Singleton update.
John Singleton update. John Singleton is in the Brewers minor league system.
Who
in Class
cares?
AAA. And he's homered back to back games.
I've been kidding this during the break, y'all.
He's homered back to back games.
John Singleton.
No, it's
who
a great
cares?
If John, who better come back, John Singleton or Tiger? Like
close.
Who is more likely to come back?
Close.
Smokey the Bear or Tiger?
Or
John Singleton almost smoked and struck his way out of baseball forever. He basically did. Then was playing in Mexico.
Tiger
lost
almost.
Weight. Yeah, but when you're really, really great, you
he almost
still...
sucked his way out of golf.
He did. But John Singleton actually was out of baseball completely. The fact that John Singleton's in AAA at Milwaukee, he's lost weight. He said he's got it together.
Mm.
You know, let me ask you. So
no more munchies?
What you know, you
no
live
more
the...
munchies?
Well, I didn't say that. But knowing what you, I don't think he's smoking anymore, but knowing what you know, living the life you live. Do you have regrets in your life at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
But not drastic regrets.
No, not like...
I was thinking about this. John Singleton, like at some point in your life, you could pass a point of no return where you're screw up. You don't come back from it. You get one life,
mm-hmm.
and you don't come back from it. John Singleton, from age 20 to 30, which is prime territory now, John Singleton screwed up his life. He screwed up his potential. Yeah, he took money right up front because he didn't bet on himself like George Springer. George Springer will go down as a World Series.
Yeah, his
and
screw up.
Stuff.
He made $10 million in his screw up.
No, but in his screw up, well, $10 million minus taxes, minus all the other stuff.
Yeah, great.
John Singleton has no money.
You won't make that in your three lives.
I have money left. John Singleton has no money left.
Yeah.
I've read the article on John Singleton. He screwed up a lot. 20 to 30, he ended up with no money. Smoked his way out of baseball. Was completely inconsequential, couldn't play. Now, if you can't play, you can't play. That happens all the time. But John Singleton couldn't play because he was responsible for some of his own screw-ups, right? How hard is that to think about that? He's 30 years old now trying to make a comeback, and I'm cheering for him. He's a 30-year-old. It'd be a great story if a guy could salvage part of his career and overcomes adversity and self-made adversity. And comes back and has a major league career, it probably won't be great. But if he could come back from that, that'd be pretty incredible if he were able to do that. But I just wonder sometime about some of these athletes who have opportunities. Sebastian Telfair, remember him?
Yeah.
Basketball player. Just like you wonder about some of these guys who come up with this prodigious talent, and they ruin it and they ruin themselves, like. I wonder how they process things afterwards, how they get through that. Because John Singleton, who knows? Now, maybe he would have never been a good player, but he was supposed to be Jordan. That's who John Singleton was. He was Jordan.
Absolutely. I would imagine he's got some regrets.
He took the money, that should have been your number one red flag. When he took $10 million guaranteed right up front, which basically said he would have been playing for cheap moving forward for a long time. In hindsight, you can look at it and say, that's the move of a guy. In hindsight, that's the move of a guy who just wanted to get, didn't care about the future, just wanted to get, get everything he could right up front and was going to live his life like that. George Springer was playing the long game, and he's like, nah, we're not doing this.
Yeah. 923 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Your Astros won last night. Jeremy Pena, what do you think? I mean, you and I during the break, and we've talked about this. I'm not. Let's slow down. We've had slow starts by people. It was one game last night. He looked overwhelmed against. He had six strikes in two at bats against Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani was one of the best pitchers. Was the best player in the league. He was overwhelmed. There is no question. That's not a good matchup, especially in your first major league at-bats. Your first two major league at-bats goes against Shohei Ohtani. I don't think it gets much tougher. And it obviously gets tough, but it doesn't get much tougher than that. The fielding, the very first play of the game was a high chopper over the mound that Jeremy Pena made a nice play. He's got quick hands. He's got a quick release. He doesn't have Carlos's gun.
Nope.
That there, you know who has Carlos's gun? Carlos. Carlos basically is the only person, and he's the only major league shortstop with that gun. Period! Exclamation point. So we can't do that. We certainly can't compare him to Carlos's arm and Carlos's fielding. But he is. I think he's got the look of a good fielder, and he's proven it at the minor league level and in the Dominican Republic.
I mean, he moves well. Let's see how he throws.
Yeah,
because velocity and accuracy are going to be very important.
Right. And he's going to throw better than he did yesterday.
Velocity and accuracy. RJ had the name of some. Now, this is kind of an off-the-radar name for a lot of people. Most people will not have heard of this guy, but this is actually exactly what I'm talking about.
Lenny Cook.
You never heard of him, have you, John?
I've heard of him. I don't remember him.
Yeah. Tell the story of Lenny Cook.
Well, what? So, Lenny Cook was... I think he says that he was ranked above LeBron, or
he was like, right there with LeBron James.
Right. So
in high school,
when they go to the ABCD camp, he's supposed to be the number one guy. LeBron comes in eighth grade and he's doing his thing. And that's where you really saw the rise of LeBron James at this camp.
Is that the one where they said, where there's a video where they say the kid with the nappy hair? Did he outplay Lenny Cook? Is that who they're talking about?
And yep.
I saw a video that was unearthed recently, and I think Lenny was supposed to be the best, and then LeBron outplayed him. That's who it was. It was, yep, Lenny Cook. Okay.
So I think Lenny, I forget, because Hoop Dreams is like one of the greatest documentaries of all time,
easily.
But yeah, I think it tells a story of Lenny Cook. He, you know, was listening to the wrong people. He ended up going to the. I think he ended up going to the draft, either went undrafted, but was played on like the Celtics Summer League team. They went overseas, played in the CBA. But he always says, you know, learn from me and learn from my mistakes, because, you know, I should have been bigger than what I am.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who, if you don't have the right people around you and if you're very immature, I mean, that can happen. Can you think of a, just because it's a Masters, I'm not clowning or anything, but is there a golfer who came up and maybe they regret their actions? Like, I don't get the feeling John Daly regrets a thing about a thing.
No, but John Daly could have been.
He had enormous talent.
A huge talent.
And he could have had more star potential because he was
had a huge appetite, and he had.
For everything. But John Daly could have been. John Daly was legendary, but he could have been a better golfer, and he could have been a commercial success. Like, he didn't even have to be great, but if he could have been good, but he could have made so much money just doing Burger King commercials and stuff. You know what I mean? Because he was like that guy doesn't fit the mold of golf.
No,
at all. And that's what made he's anti-golf.
He was beloved. He was he stormed on the scene and could have had a huge career. He had fun. I'm not going to hold that against him.
No, but that's
John Daly is how I would have gone about
it. No, but do you think he regrets it at all?
Probably
not.
I don't think so either.
And John Daly probably still makes money doing whatever it is he's doing. Is there any golfer that you can think of that screwed things up? Drugs, alcohol? I'm sure like hardcore golf people would be able to tell.
There are. I don't think I can say them on the radio. And I'll tell you.
Oh, really?
When we come back, we're talking about the draft. Chris Trapasso is going to join us from CBS Sports to talk about the NFL draft. We'll have two draft experts going back and forth. Now, I'm going to ask questions about what I can bet on.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm the preeminent, though.
Yeah, no. You're preeminent. Yeah. He's like second eminent.
Yeah.
You're preeminent.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's on the promo.
He's
so
back eminent. You're preeminent. He's
just making
post-eminent.
Sure.
He's post-eminent.
Yeah, before you have another draft guy on it.
You're
contractually, you're contractually obligated to say,
he's post.
But Lance is the preeminent drafting analyst.
We'll have Chris on next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Circle up, team. We've got status.
Evelyn's marketing consultancy client roster is skyrocketing.
Okay, so this week is a biggie. We've got the pitch and 3 client meetings.
She needs another analyst before her team's free time plummets.
So who's running the competitive analysis on fruit snacks?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage? Keep your engine at its best with clean oil from Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic. Got an older vehicle? Use Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic High Mileage. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get what you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,000 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Crawfish lovers, listen up. April 8th and 9th, BTR Cajun Throwdown is ready to party with you at Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. The entertainment lineup is better than ever, featuring Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, Jason Cassidy, and more. Come enjoy activities like Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contests, and an exciting kid zone. Get your tickets now at BTRCajunThrowdown.com. You got to tell them I sent you. It's powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac Vibe Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions.
For those of you unfamiliar with ranch water, it's a famous cocktail born from the ranches of West Texas. But don't let the name fool you. You don't have to be on a ranch to enjoy it. Made from 100% blue agave, refreshing seltzer, and lime juice, it's like a margarita, only smoother. It's the perfect anytime, anywhere beverage. Move over, shower beer. Carbach Ranch Water Hard Seltzer. Born on the ranch. Enjoyed just about everywhere.
Come hang out with your favorite ESPN 97.5 host this Friday at Drift Bar in the Heights. The Killer Bees and the Wheelhouse will be broadcasting live from noon until 7 for happy hour. The broadcast features a 97.5 beer bucket special only offered during the broadcast. Drift Bar, high tides and good vibes.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing literally drives your message straight to your target audience, boosting brand recognition and increasing sales and revenue. Are you ready to reach more customers and get ahead of the competition? Then call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tune in Saturdays to hear the Whiskey Knee Podcast with Chris Hart. Each week, Chris discusses barrel-aged spirits with industry experts and celebrities. The Whiskey Knee Podcast, Saturdays on ESPN 97.5 or listen wherever you get your podcasts. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 933. John and Lance. Chris Trapasso joins us right now, NFL draft analyst for CBS. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here. Let's talk a little bit about our Houston Texans. Lance here. I don't know if you know Lance.
Yeah, we know each other.
Oh, you know each other? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
oh, good. Definitely. I didn't know that you guys were boys.
Chris used to work at
I know Jerry Foltz. You don't know him.
That's true. You used to work at NFL.com, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I did. Like, Johnny Manziel draft was when I was at NFL.com.
Wow, that worked out well for Johnny. So Chris, we know Lance and his thoughts on the Houston Texans at 3-13. What are your thoughts?
I really think they're just in a best player available situation. And what's nice for them is that the strengths at the top, in my opinion, and really what is the general consensus of this draft, are two premium positions, edge rusher and offensive tackle. I know they aren't going to trade Laremy Tunsil, but I think, you know, if they love one of these offensive tackles, I wouldn't hate that. To me, if Kayvon Thibodeau is there, I think that would be a really good value selection, even at number three, because I think his upside is really through the roof. And it feels like to me, and Lance would probably know more about this than I would, that all of the criticism and negative talk, that he doesn't love the game and he cares too much about his brand, to me kind of feels like teams outside of the top two or three trying to get Thibodeau to fall. I like Malik Willis, but I think Davis Mills did enough to be that bridge quarterback to whoever they want to select at the quarterback position in 2023. So for a club that I think understands that it's rebuilding, they're not doing what the Jaguars are doing, spending a ton in free agency, trying to accelerate a rebuilding process kind of artificially. They really are in a spot to go best player available. I would love at 13 someone like Derek Stingley, if Kyle Hamilton falls, or maybe that's where they go edge rusher and they go with someone like Jermaine Johnson or Javon Walker.
Yeah, this is really tricky because, you know, I think if you're the Texans, you want quarterbacks drafted in front of 13. You're hoping that there's a quarterback push because it's going to push either cornerback, pass rusher, or offensive line potentially back. If a guy like Charles Cross, Jermaine Johnson, Kayvon Thibodeau, Kyle Hamilton, Derek Stingley, these are all, I mean, look, you've seen the roster, Chris. It's terrible. So nobody that gets, everyone who gets drafted at 13 is better than whoever the Texans have. With that said, you'd prefer quarterbacks to get, the worst case scenario for the Texans, well, I say worst case scenario for the Texans is quarterbacks falling because the good players that they want are going to get drafted. But then I do wonder if maybe the New Orleans Saints or another team are willing to say, ooh, Malik Willis is there. Ooh, Kenny Pickett's there. Let me jump up to 13 and grab that player at that point. And then maybe the Texans fall back and draft a guy like Trevor Penning or, you know, Trent McDuffie, whoever they may take a look at. But I'm really curious about what the Texans do at 3 because we had a caller just bring this up. Hey, if you need cornerback so bad and you want cornerback so bad, why not just take Sauce at number 3 and be done with it? And I think that you can get cute and do some different things, but I don't think that's the dumbest idea in the world.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm actually higher on Derek Stingley, but I think during the pre-draft process, Stingley coming in a little bit shorter than expected, shorter arms than expected, and then Gardner just being this alpha, not only on the field during his career at Cincinnati, just not allowing a touchdown, all that, but being big, being crazy long with over 33-inch arms, he is that number one corner that the Texans have definitely needed. What I've said on a lot of other radio spots and podcasts, and I've written it, unless the Texans go completely off the grid at 3 or 13 and do a Tyson Alualu from the Jaguars 10 years ago, I think they will come out of the first round and everyone will say, hey, I like what they did. Because like we mentioned, they have so many needs. And I feel like between 3 and 13, we could see two quarterbacks off the board. I would be shocked if the Carolina Panthers don't pick a quarterback. And I think Malik Willis will fall in there as well, maybe to the Seahawks at 9, the Falcons at 8. So if it's Ahmad Gardner at 3 and it's Jermaine Johnson at 13, two very important positions in today's NFL, that would be perfect.
I mean, if you could get Jermaine Johnson, I'm telling you, if the Texans could get Jermaine Johnson at 13, I would be very excited about that from Florida State. I think that would be fantastic. I think that, you know, Nick Caserio does come from an organization, though, Chris, in the Patriots. And I do think you need to look at his last 20 years of football because it is going to have an influence on him. The Patriots were not afraid. Now, they weren't drafting third, but the Patriots were not afraid to move backwards in drafts and add draft capital for a rainy day. and a lot of times for future draft picks. So I am curious to see how he maneuvers and operates in this year's draft, because he didn't have a first or second last year. So we don't really know how Nick Caserio is going to approach a full draft.
No, that's a really good point to bring up, and I think all Texans fans have to have that, not in the back of their minds, but the forefront of their minds. And I'm from Buffalo, so I certainly watched closely how the Patriots operated the last 20 years when they owned the AFC East. And what's funny is, and I think we've seen it the last few years, that there was a thought that Bill Belichick was this great drafter, and everything they did in New England, they were just, you know, acing every draft. They really weren't, but like you mentioned, he just had more roles at the table. There were first rounds, many first rounds, that Bill Belichick with Nick Caserio as his right-hand man traded out of the first round or traded back a couple of times just to get more second and third round picks. And like you mentioned, Lance, the roster in Houston's not very good right now. It's actually pretty bad. So to get those valuable, very cheap second and third round picks, you have all the extra picks from the Deshaun Watson trade in the coming years. It wouldn't shock me if, like you mentioned, if Malik Willis is still there at 13, if they start to get some calls and Nick Caserio says, hey, look, this is not a draft absolutely loaded with blue-chip prospects. Let's move back to 20 with the Steelers. Let them pick Malik Willis, and we'll get an extra second and third-round pick in that move to load up for 2023 and beyond.
Chris Trapasso with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You mentioned Trayvon Walker. Lance, you think that there's a possibility he's the number one player selected?
Yeah, I think he's going one.
Wow.
Where you got him, Chris?
I mean, Lance knows more NFL people than I do. I'll say this is what I can say.
That's not coming from anyone in the league. Just for your background, Chris, that's really, I have heard that from an agent, and I am, okay. It does track with Mario Williams in 06, right? Vince Reggie. And then you get a special pass. You get a guy with special traits, tester, size, length, and pedigree of the SEC. And you add it all up in a year where there's not a special player. Mm-hmm. It actually tracks. Trayvon Walker could be the first pick. He wouldn't be my first pick, but I could see it happening.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He would not be my first pick. And why another reason that I don't think it's crazy for him to go there is that, what, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, everyone had been slotting Aiden Hutchinson in at number 2 overall to the Lions. So if he ultimately goes there, it's not like he plummeted down boards and that he was this locked in number 1 guy since January. I don't really think that was the case. With Walker, you're right, Lance. Like, all the length, the Georgia defense, 6'5", 272, almost the same size as Myles Garrett, right around the same size. Had a workout, a more complete workout than Myles Garrett. Maybe not quite as explosive, but close. I just wouldn't pick him there because I think he is a major project to go as early as, you know, top 3 or maybe number 1 overall. I know Georgia asked him to two-gap a little bit, not get up the field as much as even Myles Garrett was allowed to at Texas A&M. But I think the pass rushing moves are there, and I didn't see the type of bend that he showed with that 6.893 cone around the corner when they did let him.
I didn't either, but I tell you where I did see it. At the combine, I thought there were some things when he ran the hoop that I thought, ooh, I see a little better bend. I thought he was more of a straight-legged player, honestly, on tape. But then at the combine, I say, well, he can do it. Like, I can see him do it physically. It's just when the bullets are flying, how do you default? Uh-huh. I think he would be a perfect Houston Texan because he would fit what Lovey likes. He would fit what Nick Caserio likes. And those are actually two different styles. So it's rare that one player could fit the one-gap scheme versus fitting what Nick Caserio loves, which is long-armed, you know, big, powerful power rushers who are great against the run. It's just rare to see a guy who can potentially fit two different styles of defenses and be one player. And so Trayvon Walker, I thought, might be a Houston Texan at one point, but I don't think he's getting there anymore.
Well, if he does get to three, one last thing on Walker to kind of tie Nick Caserio and the Patriots back into that. In 2012, they picked kind of a similar type player in Chandler Jones that was long, 260, 270 pounds. The production wasn't absolutely through the roof when he was selected. I remember there being talks, like, not that he could bust out of the league in two seasons, but that he might be kind of a project. And they really obviously got the most out of Chandler Jones there in New England before trading him to the Cardinals. So Nick Caserio could kind of harken back to, hey, this is a similar type prospect to Chandler Jones and Trevon Walker. And it's crazy to think that this guy was, you know, maybe a fringe first rounder pre-combine, and now we're like, hey, he might not even get to number three overall.
That is Chris Trapasso right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Always good to hear you guys talking about the NFL draft. You got two experts right here. Chris, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging with us, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys, anytime. Thanks a lot.
All right, Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance? When we come back, okay, there's a lot of good stuff here. Do you think it's too cold at 75 degrees? I will answer your question. I will answer that question for you on the other side.
It feels comfortable.
No, does it? Not for everybody, oh, Mr. Selfish. We'll talk about it on the other side
Fahrenheit?
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
And 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery. So you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. The one overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers, and the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. With visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/KJM for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/KJM.
Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even without prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home. And My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
What's the oldest licensed distillery in the world? Answer, Bushmills Irish Whiskey, since 1608. Jake Asman here. I encourage you to discover the liquid history that is Bushmills. You have the blends, White Label, Red Bush, and Black Bush, each with unique notes, perfect in your favorite cocktail. Bushmills is world-renowned for their single malts, the 10, 16, and 21 years matured triple-distilled single malts. Start exploring Bushmills in liquor stores and bars across Houston. Bushmills, the original whiskey, born 1608.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. Let me tell you about my friends at New Breaks. It's a great concept. It's like going grocery shopping, but instead of blowing an hour, all you do is make the appointment. They come to you. They do what they do. You do whatever you're doing, lifting weights, you're drinking a beer, you're watching a game, or you're at work, and they take care of everything, and you don't have to lift a finger. All they do is breaks, and they do it better than anybody else. And all you do is go to nubreaks.com and mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and see what I found out when they came to my job and did what they did. New Breaks is the new way to do your breaks today.
There's pretty good barbecue in Texas, but there's damn good barbecue in Cypress. That's at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Award-winning craft barbecue served all day, every day, until they run out. It's a fact, barbecue pairs well with beer and cocktails. They've got 24 craft drafts, a full bar, and frozen cocktails. Live music on Fridays and Saturdays, and a spacious outdoor patio to enjoy it all. Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue on Hempstead, near Spring Cypress. CypressTrailHideout.com.
Hey guys, stop looking all over the place for high-quality windows and siding at an affordable price. I found it for you at Allstate Windows and Siding. They're family-run for generations. They're a name you can trust, and they can take care of you with home or virtual appointments. Right now, they have 25% off windows, or buy 10 windows, get 2 windows free. They also have $2,000 off of complete siding jobs available for you right now. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Call 832-204-1936.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. No matter how big or small your business is, earn back when you spend, get exclusive offers and paint rewards. It all adds up to help level up your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards and Partnership Program today. Minimum purchase required. Earnings and paint rewards awarded as Lowe's e-gift cards. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Valid through 12/31/22. See Lowe's.com/L/pro loyalty terms. Subject to change. U.S. only.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The 2022 Masters has begun today. Drop that beat! Oh, it's the 2022 Masters! Don't get your wings split! Pop! It's your boy, fathers and sons, Pimento and Cheese, Jim Nance, Augusta National.
Play me some Pippin, man.
That's Chris Vernon. Your update, Sungjae Im. Bogeyed one, but birdied three. So he's back to 5 under.
Back on, okay.
Cameron Smith with the hair and the kangaroo. He is at 4 under. Dustin Johnson at 3. Danny Willett, former champ, is at 3. Scottie Scheffler making his first appearance at 3. Joaquin Niemann as well at -3. There's your update. We will have Billy Harmon to break it down for us 8:30 on Monday morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch all weekend, and you can participate on Monday. Lance, this is a young man. You see this? Look at his body. Look at all of these spots all over his face and legs. It's horrible, right? He's allergic. You know who he's allergic to?
What?
Cold weather. Anything less than 75 degrees.
That's not true.
It is. He's allergic to the cold. Anything under 75 degrees, his body breaks down. Do you want it?
Hold on a second. Where
does he
live?
Cold weather idiot.
Where does he live?
He apparently he's in
Minnesota.
The UK.
This kid's gonna have these. Did he just start getting these things?
No, he's
his
gonna
whole
have,
life is gonna be like that.
Look
what is
at
he
that.
Talking about?
Oh my gosh, his face is all spotted.
Are we sure that's what it is? That poor
kid.
Yeah,
it's because it's 75 degrees. How selfish are you wanting to be cold weather? You're a cold weather selfish jerk.
What are you talking about? I don't want cold weather. I want moderate weather.
There's his mom. That's a shame.
What's the shame?
She should move to Florida.
What's the shame about
that? They live in England and it's cold.
You know what? Move to the Florida Keys. Kid will be perfect skin. Florida Keys. Because it's going to be humid for the rest of your life and hot.
You've heard
You'll have swamp ass growing up your entire life.
Wow. That's ugly.
Just like Houston.
You've heard of Cracker Jacks?
I have heard of them.
You've heard of Cracker Jacks?
Are they still around?
Cracker Jacks are still around.
I haven't seen them.
Well, Frito-Lay is introducing Cracker Jills. To honor women in sports. Do you want to eat a Cracker Jill?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me guess. It's going to be caramel corn with peanuts. Nothing's going to change. Are they going to put cashews in it? Or what's the difference? They got to do something to trick it out.
Yeah, there's got to be something. I think it's probably still going to be Cracker Jacks, but just with a woman on the cover. A Cracker Jill on
That's
the
it?
Cover. So you want to eat Cracker Jill. I got it.
That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had Cracker Jacks since I was probably about 11.
Really?
So I'll probably, for what?
I like the peanuts in them.
You know what I'll get? That stuff at the Rockets game, the zebra stuff with the popcorn with the chocolate drizzles over it and caramel or whatever. Get them. That's way better than Cracker Jack. Oh, look where they're going, a tattoo. Remember those tattoos you could put on?
Yeah. No, they were good. A woman won $10 million accidentally. So she's buying lottery tickets. She said some guy rudely, without even apologizing, bumped into her, and she hit the wrong button on the lottery machine, and it spit out 200x scratch-offs. As she's going home,
Wait. What did it do?
Yeah. And they were more expensive than the ones she wanted to buy.
Obviously.
She put $40 into a California Lottery scratcher vending machine. It spit out. She hit the wrong button. It spit out these scratchers. She scratched it off, and one of them was $10 million.
The guy who bumped her was probably her. It was probably somebody from her life who had died and was like, maybe. Just like Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah.
They came back, and they wanted it. They're like her angel, personal angel, and they go, yeah. Watch this. Jerk. And then scratch, scratch, scratch. Oh, $10 million. What do you know?
How do you know about that?
That can't be an accident.
No, it was an angel.
That can't be an accident.
He was an angel. She thought he was rude. A woman has been excused from jury duty and from the sentencing of the Florida school shooter, Nicholas Cruz. She has been excused. She told the judge she had obligations to her sugar daddy. Should you be excused from jury duty if you have obligations for your sugar daddy?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's viable.
Absolutely. How am I going to make
your sugar daddy? Listen, that is a transaction.
Right. Well, that's your job.
That is your job. That is a transaction. To me, you absolutely. This is going to sound insensitive. I think that one, you prioritize that over the judicial system.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sugar daddy.
You probably weren't going to be in the cut anyway.
No.
You weren't going to make the cut.
No. She made the cut. She was actually in the sentencing phase. She said, I got to go. Got to go.
During the sentencing phase?
Sentencing phase. She's like, I'm out of here.
That's trickier. Well, you mean she sat through
the
whole trial?
I got to get back to my job.
She sat through all the...
You know how long this took?
She sat through all the...
I can't blame her.
The arguments for both sides?
Got to get back to her sugar daddy. It's fun and fun.
Well, you let him come in.
It's good and good for you.
No, you let her come in and you let him come in and do whatever the thing is.
Speaking of judicial system, Idaho will no longer make it a crime to braid hair without a license. Do you think that you should be arrested if you're braiding hair without a license? What about moms doing it for kids? You can't. Before in Idaho, you couldn't even braid your kid's hair without possibly being arrested.
Say that again. You might be arrested.
You might be arrested for braiding hair without a license. It's a crime. It was a crime in Idaho. They changed the law, thankfully.
How did that law hit the book?
I have no idea.
At what point did they say, we've got to really do... And I don't know
well,
how people
hair,
in Idaho...
The hairdresser's lobby.
I don't know.
The hairdresser's
Idaho,
lobby.
What is an Idaho accent? I can't even do an Idaho accent. I don't know.
Like. You're,
no,
you're
Peter, I don't think Peter, Idaho Peter. Sounds like they're from... Like from, that little chef from the Muppets.
Well,
it's
they sound
Idaho.
Like they're from Minnesota. Hey,
I don't
there.
Think they do.
Yeah. No. It's up north. Who knows? It's cold. Who cares? That
Idaho
kid can't live in Idaho. That's
listen
all I know.
Listen to this. That Masters thing is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The Masters thing is one of the
greatest.
I'm just going to tell you right now. The Masters video, go to the Chris Vernon show. The Masters video is one of the three best things I've ever seen/heard on a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Three people dressed as stuffed animals in the background while Chris is dancing. Making up a rap as it goes with his producer able to do. If you know anything about that, the rap scene at all, the way Chris emulates it, and then you have a hype man with you, and you're actually giving Masters updates.
Oh, the best.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, it's great.
The Chris Vernon show, and Chris has done some hilarious Colonel Reb is Crying that he did with Ed Ogeron, mm-hmm. that song. He's done some amazing content stuff out of Memphis. This is one of his best.
Yeah. No,
and the whole golf world, you saw it, the video of all the golf people who are in
nothing
there talking
says,
about it.
Nothing says the Masters like that.
No, like that Atlanta and Memphis rap.
All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with your Money Now. Stocks opening moderately lower. The Dow Industrials down 65. The Nasdaq's down 130. The S&P 500 is off 19. Walmart is driving up pay for its truck drivers. The retailer has announced a driver pay increase and launched a training program to give employees who work in its distribution or fulfillment centers a chance to become certified Walmart truck drivers. The pay raise for its truck drivers makes the starting range for new drivers between $95,000 and $110,000. Twitter is experimenting with an unmentioning feature that will allow users to remove themselves from conversations. It's limited to some users and only on the web version, but for now it looks like a very useful way to clean up your mentions. The leave this conversation option will appear on the menu that pops out of the corner of a tweet on the web version of Twitter. Crude oil trading at $96.16 a barrel. That's your Money Now.
Take a ride home with a Wheelhouse.
Someone texted in, we have Black Moses as the Texans head coach.
Well, I'm as confused as the Israelites getting out of Egypt that Lovie Smith is the head coach of the Houston Texans. I don't see the vision for Lovie Smith leading the Texans out of where they are. I'm guessing the Israelites didn't see the vision when Moses was leading them out, all right? They wandered the desert for 40 years. 40 years!
Is that about to be the Texans?
They feel lost. They feel lost at NRG Stadium. They had an opportunity after Kansas City when Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill kicked your teeth in a playoff game, change the course of this franchise, and then didn't take it. And then the next year, they had another opportunity to change the course of this franchise, and instead, they continued to pick being lost.
Catch Jake Asman, Cody Stutes, and Brad Kellner weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There's a new buzz in midday.
Franklin Burrito has been signed to a minor league deal with an invitation to major league camp.
I'm sorry. Could you? Because sometimes you have a tendency to misconstrue the pronunciation of a last name. Could you say that last name for me again?
Franklin Burrito.
So all you got for Correa was a burrito, is what you're telling me. Yay, team.
Check out the Killer Bees with Joe Blank and Jeremy Branham. Weekdays noon to 3 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Time for Vanessa and